A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until later in life. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to lifestyle diseases and how to prevent them. Last week, Chain Reactions visited a supermarket in St. Andrew and highlighted the hidden sources of salt. This week, we visit the Coronation Market in downtown Kingston to unveil some food facts on the label-less items here. Training and education nutritionist with the Health Ministry, Mrs. Georgette Gail Ricketts, says although whole foods are essentially healthier than most other options, knowing what's in them is just as important.
No matter how good a food item is for us, we still have to be aware of the amount of it that we're eating. The only thing that is calorie-free is water. Therefore, no matter what it is, how much of a good thing it is, we still have to be cognizant of how much or the portion sizes that we're having.
Another issue that arises outside of portion control is quality control. I mean, if you're getting the same amount of nutrients from a processed food item as you are from whole food, then what's the problem with eating the processed items as often as you like? Mrs. Gail Ricketts answers this question while I go look at some bananas. Hi, what's your name?
Carrie Ann.
Hi, Carrie Ann. How much for a banana?
$3.50 per dozen.
When we have foods in their whole unprocessed way, we're getting all the nutritional value that the food has to offer. Once we start to squeeze, even just to juice them or to heat treat them, whether it is to put them in a tin or so, we start to compromise or deteriorate the amount of nutritional value that that food item has. Another concern we have is the addition of all these flavorings and colorings and chemical components that are not naturally found in foods being placed in our bodies.
Mrs. Gail Ricketts also wishes to remind persons that eating healthy is not a one-size-fits-all situation, so visiting your doctor and working out your dietary needs should be your first step. A variety of food items in their appropriate serving sizes equates to a balanced diet, so the serving sizes you are about to hear should be mixed and matched properly. I am holding a piece of yellow yam, which would provide you not only with vitamin A, dietary fiber, but it's also rich in potassium. One serving of this piece of yam, if it were boiled, is actually a quarter cup and would provide you with 70 calories. These green bananas tend to go well with ackee and saltfish. You would be having one finger in one sitting with the rest of your meal, which acts as one serving of green banana. Half cup or 4 ounces of pumpkin, which is about a medium-sized slice, makes for one serving, which will give you vitamins A, B6, and C, potassium, some calcium, and 36 calories. The rule on eating mangoes isn't the easiest to follow, as one serving is one small mango. It is recommended to wash your pot and turn them down, so if you are eating, say, a bowl of mangoes, you shouldn't be having a whole meal after, as this will lead to excess calorie consumption. So how much per pound for your sweet potato, Mrs. Myers?
Sweet potato is for $90, darling.
Thank you so much. So if you plan to buy Mrs. Myers' sweet potato, you'll want to remember that one serving size is 2 to 3 ounces. And in that amount, you'll be getting dietary fiber, vitamins A, B6, and C, magnesium, small amounts of iron, and 70 calories. While the list of foods in the Coronation Market is practically endless, this 5-minute feature is not, so I could not have covered all the foods and their nutrition facts. Multiple nutritionists, including Mrs. Gail Ricketts, have told me a food item in itself is not inherently bad, it is how we use them that can become harmful. For more information on how to live a healthier life, visit your doctor, and while you're there, waiting to see him or her, visit jamaicamoves.com. Thanks for listening to Chain Reactions. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week, and until then, choices have consequences, so please, choose wisely.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact. Persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact. We have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.